Chapter 1. Caught in the Rain. It was raining heavily in Covent Garden. Under the entrance of St. Paul's Church, a group of people were gathered, shaking the water off their clothes and peering out at the rain. One man, however, did not seem to care about the dreadful weather. He had his back to the others and was busily writing in a notebook. Clara Eynsford Hill was looking out at the pouring rain. At one point, she turned to her mother with an annoyed expression on her face.
"Where can Freddy be?"
she asked.
"He's been gone for 20 minutes.
Mrs. Eynsford Hill shook her head.
"I don't know,"
she said.
"He must have found a cab by now."
Just then, Freddy ran in from the rain, closing his dripping umbrella.
I'm afraid I can't find a cab,"
he told his mother and sister.
"Oh, Freddy,"
sighed Clara.
"You didn't try properly. Go and look again."
"There aren't any cabs, I tell you,"
replied Freddy.
"The rain came on suddenly, and everybody wanted to take a cab. There simply aren't any left."
"Don't be silly, Freddy,"
said Mrs. Eynsford Hill.
"Go and look again, and don't come back until you've found a cab."
Freddy sighed.
"Oh, very well,"
he said.
"I'll go."
He opened his umbrella and ran back out into the street, but he ran straight into a young girl with a basket of flowers. The basket fell to the ground, and the flowers landed in the wet, muddy street.
"Ow, Freddy! Look where you's going, won't ya?"
cried the girl as she picked up her flowers.
"Sorry,"
said Freddy and ran off to look for a taxi.
"Well, there's rude for ya,"
said the girl as she sat at the foot of a column in the church entrance. Mrs. Eynsford Hill looked at the girl.
"Excuse me,"
she said,
"but how do you know my son's name?"
"Oh, he's your son, is he?"
said the girl.
"Well, you didn't taught him no manners, did ya? He done spoil my flowers and didn't pay me for them. Will you pay me?"
Clara Eynsford Hill took hold of her mother's arm.
"Don't give her any money, Mother,"
she said.
"You shouldn't give her anything."
"Please be quiet, Clara,"
said Mrs. Eynsford Hill.
"Have you got any pennies?"
"No,"
said Clara.
"I've only got sixpence."
Mrs. Eynsford Hill took the coin from her daughter and gave it to the flower girl. The girl took the coin quickly.
"Thank you, lady,"
she cried.
"Make her give you the change, Mother,"
said Clara.
"Those flowers are only a penny a bunch."
Mrs. Eynsford Hill ignored her daughter.
"You can keep the change,"
she said to the girl.
"But please tell me how you know my son's name."
"I don't,"
replied the flower girl.
"I only called him Freddy or Charlie, same as I'd call any stranger when I wanted to be friendly."
"Really, Mother?"
said Clara in disgust.
"What a waste of a sixpence.